Hey, cats and kittens, it's Joe Mama. Yeah, I am in the house a little bit early today because it's my privilege to host Northern Focus, our one-hour break from rock and roll to focus on community events and all things Northern Michigan. Welcome aboard. We're sponsored by the Iron Pig Smokehouse and, of course, the fine folks at Kirtland Community College. They're going to join us a little bit later. They do a wonderful job getting folks started on a new career, on a new education, and getting our young people a leg up into that higher academia. So thanks to Kirtland Community College. I'm going to be joined initially by Mr. Jeff Pierce, or Commander Jeff Pierce. Welcome, Jeff.
Good morning.
He is the commander of the American Veterans Post 13 in Higgins Lake, and he's here to talk about the Freedom Ride. Thankfully, Jeff, your event happens September 9th and 10th, so we're going to have a couple chances to remind the folks what it's all about. And I've seen pictures, cats and kittens. This is something you don't want to miss.
Thank you. Yeah, the Operation Freedom, we're co-hosted by Twisted UTV, and this is their second annual event. And what we'll be doing is raising money for the Post and veterans and our veterans mission and organization with AMVETS. And Friday night from 6 to 9, we're going to have a whole show and shine. We've got a load of prizes and trophies. The first place trophy is about 4 foot tall.
So what kind of vehicles are we talking about in the show and shine?
Bring UTVs, bring your Jeep, bring your Harley, bring your, you know, whatever vehicle you have.
I have a Jeep.
Well, that works.
See, I could be a part of that.
You can even bring a quad. And we'll judge it, no entrance fee. And like I said, we've got trophies, and they are beautiful.
Very nice.
To give away.
It's always good to throw one of those up on the mantle.
Absolutely. And we'll be serving an $8 burger and fries and slaw to go along when you're out looking at all the different vehicles.
Now, this happens right at the AMVETS Post 13 in Higgins Lake. Where can folks find that, or how can they map it?
Yep, 8009 AMVETS Drive in Higgins Lake. And that's the address. Or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Post 13. AMVETS, and you can see the event calendar and join the event through Facebook.
All right, so someone like me that drives through Higgins Lake on my way somewhere else, I'm heading down Old 27, am I going to find you?
Yeah, if you know where the Silver Dollar is, you just keep going south, and we're on the right-hand side of the road, Asabo and Old 27, and you'll see our big sign out front.
So that's easy to get to, whether you're coming from the south or the north on the expressway or on Old 27, you're going to find AMVETS Post 13. So that kicks off Friday night, September 9th, with the show and shine and trophies and a lot of fun and meeting people.
Absolutely, and the next day we have Camp Grayling coming down, bringing some of the troops and the UTVers. We're going to have a breakfast and a scavenger hunt. And we're going to put our troops in some of the vehicles to get them out and show us our appreciation for the troops. So they're going to be riding with some of our people. And if you'd like to have a seat or ride on the scavenger hunt, let us know. Come on out.
So take in the active duty for a ride.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the challenge, folks, is in your quad, on your Harley, in your side-by-side or your Jeep, can you actually thrill an active duty Michigan Army National Guard personnel in your vehicle? That's a challenge.
That is a challenge. Along with that, we got 50-50s. We got a lot of giveaways, and then we'll have a dinner, and we've got a giveaway for a $3,000 custom AR-15. Raffle tickets available at Herm's or at the Post, Herm's in Leota or West Higgins Hardware. And there's only 500 tickets that will be sold for that. So we've got some good prizes, and we got some great sponsors that are going to help us out this year. Groundhog Excavation, GMD Landscaping, Camp Grayling, of course. You guys at Blarney Stone here, that's awesome help. Family Fair, Consumers Energy, Lakefront Property, Front Homes, and Oralize Auto Parts, along with I Got Your Six Power Washing, and of course our friends at Twisted UTV. They are the ones really bringing all this together on the UTV side, and with the scavenger hunt, we've got great prizes for that.
This is the second year you've done this. It's good to hear such a long list of sponsors, all local and dedicated to your cause.
Absolutely.
As well as so many other causes in the community. How does this event help AMVETS Post 13?
Well, just one, the operation, but then the upgrades, and then being able to give money back to the community and doing Reefs Across America and being able to help, you know, Veteran County Services and being able to give money to the Service Foundation, who helps vets in needs and gets them, care at the VA. So that's where all the money goes to. We're a nonprofit, and so, you know, that's what we're doing with it.
And there's a lot of posts around the country that try to do the same thing and contribute to the welfare of veterans. And
absolutely.
That's your primary mission, is to make sure...
It's helping veterans, and veterans get the care they need.
That's awesome. So how many members in your post, roughly?
Right now, we're up to 225 veterans and then sons of veterans.
That's awesome. Yep. Everybody going to be out for this event? It's a biggie?
Absolutely. And we've already got over 400 interested in coming. If we match last year, we should have over 300 side-by-sides.
Yeah, you showed me a picture of last year. How do people get a hold of you if they're interested in coming out, or if they want to find out if their vehicle...
Join our Facebook page and click and like the event, and all the information of what's going on that day and the day before will be on the Facebook page.
So the best way on Facebook to find somebody is just to do a quick search. What should they type into their search bar on Facebook to get to the right page?
AMVETS Post 13, Higgins Lake, Michigan.
And that's Post 13, Higgins Lake, Michigan. Tell me more about this prize, because you described it by its make and model, and I have no idea what that is.
It's a rifle, and it's custom-made, custom-painted with custom optics. It was donated by one of our sponsors, and like I said, we're only selling 500 tickets, and I think there's only 100 left.
So that's a good chance of winning. Yeah, I heard the AR come out, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is not a side-by-side vehicle.
Nope.
No, this is something different. It's a gun raffle. That's awesome. Tell me again the two locations where folks can get a ticket. Well, actually, three.
So at the Post.
At the Post.
At Herm's Power Sports in Leota. He has some tickets left, and I believe West Higgins Hardware Store.
West Higgins Lake Hardware Store. And are they right on Old 27?
No, they're... I can't think of the road they're off of. West Higgins Lake Drive.
West Higgins Lake Drive in Higgins Lake. So if I come out Saturday, I want to get there for the breakfast. Did you say 8 a.m.?
8 a.m., and we're going to do sausage and pancakes.
Wonderful.
Yep.
How long is Saturday going to be?
All day. So the ride for the scavenger hunt should start about 11, and then as people bring back the secret code items and to get their cards for the poker run, scavenger hunt. There'll be cash prizes. And then in the evening, we're going to do like a taco bar for like $10 for like three tacos and beans and rice and whatnot. And then we'll give away the 50-50 and the big raffle prize.
So you'll keep everybody sustained throughout the day.
Absolutely.
And every dollar goes to support veteran services via the AMVETS Post 13.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is your second event. And it sounds to me like you're pretty well organized. What kind of effort does it take, and what have you learned along the way?
Well, and that's a great thing is, you know, we've got so many great people helping us at the Post, but also with teaming up with Twisted UTV, a great organization, nonprofit, getting out and helping different, they help different nonprofit organizations set these events up. And it takes a team of people, Jason and Harold from the Twisted Group, Finn, Jerry, Craig on our side. I mean, it just takes a whole host of people to organize, put this together. We've been planning this now for a year. I mean, it's since last year to this year, we've been working on it. And then our sponsors, they make it possible to be able to offer great prizes and create this type of excitement.
And great food.
And great food. Absolutely.
So is there a cutoff to the number of people that you can accept? We want to make sure folks get in on it. Okay, so just go to Facebook.
Yep.
Search AMVETS Post 13 Higgins Lake. Find out more about the second annual Freedom...
Operation Freedom Ride.
Operation Freedom Ride. Get in on it. Shine up your vehicles. I don't suppose you have volunteers that are actually going to help people shine up.
No.
It's about shining in front of people.
Shine it up. Bring it in.
Very cool. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for being here on Northern Focus. I hope we see you again. We're going to do our best to remind folks to get out and have some fun with you. And what a great time of year. It's going to be gorgeous in early September, Northern Michigan. And that's part of it. We have a great opportunity being in such an awesome, beautiful location.
And the routes and the places we set up for the scavenger hunt will be very scenic.
All right, so bring your camera phones as well, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Jeff, thanks for being here. I hope we see you again. We're going to take a quick break and hear some messages from our partners at Northern Focus, including Kirtland Community College, and we'll be right back with our next guest. I'm Joe Mama live with you from 9 to 10 on Northern Focus Q100.
Looking for... we need two different kinds of people for our restore, and these are paid positions. You know, we're looking for help in our habitat restore. We need two different kinds of employees, but that are sort of similar. Start with the sales and receiving associate, that's what we call it.
Okay.
The person who works in the restore. The restore is a store like any other. We're a home improvement store. We have pretty much anything you'd find in Home Depot, a few things that you might find at a kitchen store. We have housewares. And the people who work in the restore, unlike working in a regular retail shop, we also have donors who bring things to our donation entrance. So they get to, in addition to talking to customers on a regular basis, there's also donations that come in, and so it's somebody to handle those donations. And we're a small organization, so those employees also help put things out on the floor and say, okay, let's make a little display right here. They help people figure out, do I want to buy this, do I not? You know, sit in a chair and say, is it comfortable? And then there's just the normal making change and all of that kind of thing. It's a retail position.
You know, it sounds like you're never going to be bored because there's lots of different things to do, and you're meeting all kinds of different people, whether you're receiving donations, helping a customer, you know, interacting with your coworkers. It sounds like it could be a very fruitful and certainly not boring day.
It's not boring, and our team at the restore has a lot of fun. And the other thing that's cool is this is not just for a paycheck. All the money raised at the restore helps build the homes we build for people. And one of the cool things is our homeowners are required to do 200 hours of sweat equity. And they spend some of that time working at the restore.
You're getting to meet people that are
yeah,
sharing and benefiting.
You get to know them. You get to know them, and they're pretty cool. They're hardworking people, and it's really enjoyable. People really, one of the things our restore people say that they like a lot is working with the Habitat homeowners. It's a big part of it, the Habitat homeowners. And then there are some volunteers. We're looking for paid people, but you do also work with volunteers. We have volunteers who come out and help out at the restore. And so the paid employees, the permanent employees, are also helping the volunteers. So it's that aspect to it that makes it different than just working in a store.
Did you say you have a second position as well that you're trying to fill?
Well, the other position is sort of the same position, but we need somebody to go out on donation pickup.
Uh-huh.
So that position has, as an added component, being a driver for the restore. And you go out into the community. It actually pays a little more because you got to have a good driving record and you've got to be willing to go out and meet people. You said it's never boring. This job's never boring. You're in the truck, just a plain old delivery truck. You don't need a CDL or anything like that. You just need a clean driving record. And you do all the other things that the restore people do, but you also drive the truck. And so you're out in the community. There's some lifting because you have to pick furniture up and put it in the truck, but you have a different route every day in Leelanau County, throughout Grand Traverse and Kalkaska County. For the right person, I think it adds a really fun component to the job.
And meeting lots of people. That's a huge area that you serve and a lot of good work being done. Where is the restore?
The restore is at the corner of Cass and South Airport in Traverse City. Another nice thing about these jobs compared to other retail jobs, we are open only Tuesday through Saturday. So you have a fixed 5-day-a-week schedule. You'll never work on a Sunday. You never work on a Monday.
You know, your days off, and that counts a lot when people have busy lives, possibly with kids or family. So it's nice to have a fixed schedule.
And it's 10 to 5, except for Tuesdays it's 10 to 6, so there's never any evening.
Lots of chances to get involved otherwise in the community if you're working at Habitat.
Right.
What's the best way for people to find out more about these jobs or to possibly apply?
they can go to our website and find the job descriptions with the pay rate and all of that at habitatgtr.org.
Habitatgtr.org, right?
Yes, and GTR stands for Grand Traverse Region. They go to the website, there's a banner that says join our team, they can click on, or they can find it under About Us and Employment Opportunities.
That's easy. So look for the Join Us banner at habitatgtr.org.
It's such exciting stuff going on. We have a home we are finishing right now in Kalkaska for a woman and her son. We have another home we are finishing right now in Williamsburg. And we'll probably have closings on those homes in the next month. A woman in Williamsburg and her three children who are going to be in a great home in Williamsburg, right across the street and next door to two other Habitat homes we built in the same place. We just started work. Anybody who drives by the corner of downtown Maple City Road, we have a development called Maple City Crossing, and we're working on the first of three units that will be two houses each. The foundation is up. We've got work going on out there every day.
So for folks that don't know geographically where that is, can you tell me the town again?
Maple City. It's on Maple City Road and it's right downtown.
Very nice. You know, I've listened to your interviews on Northern Focus in the past and found out a little bit about your developments, and I have to say the happiness comes through in your voice. You must be very satisfied with the work you do. People keeping you on your toes, you're out there meeting a ton of people and finding ways to help.
Oh, yeah. The best part about working for Habitat, this is for all of us, this just isn't for me, is working with the homeowners. And you meet them. People don't always understand how Habitat works. They work really hard to get these homes, and they are buying them. Now, we make sure the mortgage is affordable. We do some things to keep it within a payment they can afford, 30% of their income. But they still have to buy the house, and they also have to put in the 200 hours of sweat equity. So by the time they get their house, we know them well, we've worked with them, and people willing to do that kind of work, they're great people. They're optimistic, they're happy, they're hardworking, they're looking to improve their lives and the lives of their kids. And so it's a real treat to work with the Habitat homeowners.
It sounds like everybody at Habitat can lay claim to those attributes. I want to invite people one more time to get a little more information about joining the team at the Grand Traverse Region Habitat for Humanity. Two job openings. Go to habitatgtr.org. Get all the details. Tom will be looking forward to meeting you.
Okay, great. It's great to talk to you. I hear you on the radio. It's really fun to talk to you in person.
But it's fun to talk to you, too. I appreciate it.
You can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Visit Gaylor Insurance in Roscommon at 308 Lake Street or in Prudenville at 1511 West Houghton Lake Drive or online at GaylorInsurance.com.
This is Chef Maria with Grand Traverse Sauce Company reminding you to practice safe eating and always use a condiment. Find us all summer long at local farmers markets and visit gpsauceco.com to find a retailer nearest you. Stay spicy.
Hey Q Nation, tune in to the Rock and Roll Joyride each Tuesday when I'll announce our first responder hero of the week. Part of Fabiano Brothers, Budweiser's Here's to the Heroes tribute this summer. Weekly heroes receive a prize pack from Fabiano Brothers and Budweiser and are registered to win the grand prize. Four tickets to a Tigers game and a $50 gas card. Submit your first responder heroes nomination and their story at Q100-FM.com. Q100, saving rock and roll one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Northern Focus. Man, you're hearing Joe Mama's voice all over the air today. I'm sitting in for JC in the afternoon, who insists that we take a break from rock and roll because there is so much good information out there about what's going on in your community, charitable organizations, fun things to do, and it's my pleasure to sit in today and talk to some of our guests. Of course, Northern Focus is brought to us by Kirtland Community College, Cops and Donuts in Gaylord, and our fine friends at the Iron Pig Smokehouse. Currently waiting patiently for me, I am joined by the acting manager of the Traverse City branch of Nicolet Bank. It's Eli Hansen. Welcome aboard, Eli.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you taking a minute to talk to us because Nicolet Bank has a very exciting event going on, and it's open to everyone. And folks, wait till you, we're going to tell you about the event, but wait till you hear the backstory about Nicolet Bank and what a cool organization this is. Eli, what event do you have coming up that we want to invite folks to?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got our community appreciation cookout coming up on the 17th, so next Wednesday. We've got a lot of great fun stuff going on that day. Of course, Q100 is going to be there as well, providing some tunes and all that fun stuff. But we've also got hot dogs we're going to have, a slushy machine. We're going to have some cotton candy, popcorn. We got yard games set up. We're also collecting donations for Big Brothers Big Sisters that Nicolet will be doing a match up to the first $1,000 there as well. We like to partner with a lot of these great local organizations whenever we can and help give back to the community that's been so good to us.
You know, when I think of bankers, I think of a serious lot, working all day, counting money, and making sure people's money is safe. But it sounds like you all know how to have a good time, and you're opening your doors to the community. This happens in Traverse City, right? Can you tell us where?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're at 3530 North Country Drive, right in front of Cracker Barrel. I'm sure plenty of people have driven through our parking lot trying to find them. But it's completely free, open to anyone and everyone. We'd love to see as many people swing on by as possible. And like I said, you know, we've got yard games going on and free food, and Big Brothers and Big Sisters will be there, too, to have a good time. Oh, face painting. Can't forget that, too.
That's right. I need that every morning. I need my face painted. I never have time.
Well, my daughter's getting into that as well.
You know, Nicolet Bank is fairly new to Northern Michigan, so this isn't just a customer appreciation day if you're already a customer or friend of Nicolet Bank. This is open to everyone, and I think the fact that some charitable organizations are participating really indicates what Nicolet Bank is all about when it comes to joining a community.
Absolutely. Nicolet Bank actually also has a completely employee-driven C3 or 103C.
It's like a 501C3. That's the number that people recognize. That means it's a charitable foundation, a nonprofit.
Exactly. So this nonprofit is completely funded by employee donations. We don't solicit any sort of suggestions for where to donate. We just go and look in our communities that we all serve and say, who can we help today? And so the employees get to pick every year and decide throughout our footprint where we are going to be donating all these funds that we've collected throughout the year. Besides that, we also do multiple partnerships throughout the year with different organizations. For instance, the Children's Advocacy Center, we've done some things with. Obviously, we're with the Bigs and Littles this time around. It's a really great place to come and work and be a part of, because when you come and you want to talk to me, you get me on the phone. We are more than happy to go out and help you start your business, start your dreams, and it all starts with a real conversation. And it's really nice to be able to sit down with those people in the community and say, what is it that we can do to try and help you guys out? Because you've done so much for us.
It all comes back to community. When you talk about Nicolet Bank in Traverse City, local people employed there, local people,
yep,
employees making contributions and helping to raise money, and then determining where locally that money can best be shared. And did you mention something about matching? Does Nicolet Bank make contributions as well, besides all the sweat equity that you're putting in?
You got it, exactly. So besides the time that we go out and volunteer with the organizations that we partner with and the nonprofit as well, but Nicolet itself also will do various matching campaigns. So, for instance, with the Bigs and Littles this time around, we're matching the first $1,000 donated, and we've done similar things in the past as well. So it's one of the many fun things that we get to do.
Besides going out and cooking hot dogs in the parking lot. I like that.
No kidding. Yeah.
Now, I don't know much about Nicolet Bank. You're fairly new to Northern Michigan, but you are a solidly based Midwestern banking institution. Do you have a particular focus at Nicolet Bank? Are there things that you like to help people with specifically?
Yeah, we're fairly new in the sense that we used to be MBank, but then we merged with Nicolet. So MBank's been in the community for quite a while. Nicolet is based out of Green Bay, so very much Midwestern.
We have listeners in Green Bay. Q100 gets all the way to Green Bay, so welcome.
Perfect. Well, welcome across the pond. Yeah, right. Absolutely. So, yeah, we don't necessarily focus on one particular thing. We like to help and be a full relationship bank. So whether that is getting your small business off the ground or your checking and savings accounts, we can handle that all. We also do wealth management, treasury management services, and it's all handled with that same personal community touch. You're dealing with local people that know the area, and they're able to help you through whatever it is, good, bad, or otherwise. We're more than happy to be here for you.
You know, I have, I do my banking through a military system, and they're worldwide, and it's awesome for me. It's a privilege to be able to do that. But no matter where I live, I always like to have a local bank to handle things that come up right away. If I need to pay cash to someone, I need it right away, or I need to be able to deposit cash. So even a person like me that has this long-term relationship with a big, huge corporate bank that's worldwide, I still, and boy, what I want to do is be able to walk through the doors of your bank and see somebody who knows me and be able to say, I've got an issue, or I need to do this, or I need to handle this. How can you help me? So looking for a community-based bank with local people is huge, no matter what your banking needs are.
Exactly. Our customers, you know, you hear people say, our customers are family, but really we don't know another word to say for it, because when you come in, we love to celebrate your successes and birthdays and all those fun things as well. We know everybody by name, and it's great to really be a part of their lives as much as they're part of ours.
And what a great way, a low-pressure way, and a productive way to meet the folks at Nicolet Bank in Traverse City. It's a community appreciation day. Go out and have some lunch, get your face painted, shake some hands, say hi to people. Know that what you're doing there is contributing, in this case, to Big Brothers Big Sisters, and meet some of the folks at Nicolet and find out if it's a good fit for you if you're looking for a financial or banking partner. You're going to be there, right? Are you going to be wearing an apron?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to be running that grill like no other.
I bet, you know, your 501c3 at Nicolet Bank is employee-driven, but I bet you put your foot down and said, I am the grill master on the 17th of August.
You got it.
So tell us one more time the date, the time, the location, and how folks can get more details.
Absolutely. You can find us at nicoletbank.com or come on down on the 17th from noon to 3 at 3530 North Country Drive, right in front of Cracker Barrel next to Sam's Club in Traverse City. And we'd love to have you over, get some food, introduce you to who we are, and play some games, and enjoy some nice weather, hopefully.
Yes, and help a great organization in the process. And know going forward,
yes,
if you do become a client of Nicolet Bank, that your financial institution is supporting you not only with great customer service, but great organizations in your community, and all determined by your friends and neighbors who work at Nicolet. So, wow, what a, you know, there's so much synthesis there, bringing people together and making good things happen.
Thanks.
Eli Hansen, Acting Manager of the Nicolet Bank in Traverse City, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thanks for having me.
Cats and Kittens will be back in just a minute after a couple messages. We're going to get the weather, and we'll bring you more guests with more great information on Northern Focus at Q100.
It was a day not unlike any other when you pulled into the driveway and realized...
Still there, Eli?
I am.
Okay. Thank you for doing that, and I'm going to hang up and move on. I hope you got to say everything that you were looking to say, and we get some people your way.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time and your help.
All right. Sounds like fun. Thank you, Eli.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Welcome back to Northern Focus. I'm your host for the day, Joe Mama, and on the line with me is Dawn from Mishaway, all things Mishaway, but especially this time of year, because coming up, it's the Mishaway Arts and Crafts Fair this Friday and Saturday. Welcome, Dawn. Tell us all about it.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, we are excited. It's our over 40-year anniversary, like 43 years. We had a skip for COVID 1 year, but
yeah.
We are just so excited. Yes, on August 12th and 13th, we have over 90 booths in our clubhouse, around our pond, down the boulevard to the golf course, everything from jewelry, woodwork, toys, women's accessories, I mean, you name it, plaques, lots and lots of oil and acrylic paintings, new artists, old artists are back again. It's really the highlight of the year here at Mishaway.
It's been more than 40 years, and that means Mishaway knows what they're doing, knows how to get in touch with the best new artists and people who are passionate about their craft. So I'm guessing, yes, an amazing assortment of arts and crafts, but I want to throw my two cents in because I love to play golf at Mishaway, and the setting is spectacular. If you go out to Mishaway for the Arts and Crafts Fair, you're just going to want to stay for the beautiful location, and it sounds like you're making awesome use of the entire property there where folks first pull in. Tell them how to get there, how to find this beautiful oasis.
We love our Pines Golf Course. So, and the golf course is open, although I will tell you, the tee times are completely full. I mean, that's how popular we are. So,
okay.
Excited about that. We open at 11 to 5. We have extended the hours slightly on Friday to maybe get some of those working folks who want to stop by on their way home. 11 to 5 on Friday and 10 to 4 on Saturday. We are about 7 miles south of Gaylord off Old 27. If you're coming from Gaylord, you're going to turn left at Brink Road, take it around to Opal Lake Road, and follow the signs. You can't miss us.
That's right. You can't miss, and you do have to follow the signs. And don't get distracted by the beauty of the setting where Mishaway is. Just follow the signs. And you've talked a little bit about the arts and crafts and the folks bringing their passion with their artwork. There's lots to eat, and it is not something you want to leave the kids home for either. They are welcome, too.
Absolutely. We have a kids zone tent from 11 to 3 each day with free activities. We have Home Depot coming. We have some of our vendors from last year have volunteered to work in our kids zone, which we're so excited about this year. New activities. Every year it's new activities, so you're not sure what you're going to get. But, yes, we're definitely excited about that. Our In the Woods restaurant in the clubhouse will be open tomorrow with a special art fair menu. And we also will have an outside grill with hamburgers, hot dogs, and bratwurst outside that you can pick up something really quickly. Yeah, we are ready. We also have a raffle, our annual raffle, which was for 5 years. We get donations from all of our crafters, and 75 to 80 crafters give us a donation, and then we raffle them off. And our recipient of 100% of the money we take in for this raffle this year is going to the Otsego County Tornado Response Fund. So we're super, super excited about that.
That's wonderful that there is a cause close to home. It's kind of out of people's mind as time goes on, but help is still needed, and it's nice to have a great place like Mishaway chipping in to make sure the community has a chance to bounce back.
Absolutely.
I wanted to mention something about the free kids zone from 11 to 2. It's really cool that you have crafters and artists participating with the kids. If they do something to share their art or share their techniques and the kids are learning something, a lot of the galleries throughout the Northland present art education for the kids, and it costs money. You have to pay for those activities. And what a great opportunity to access creative sharing people, and it's free in the kids zone.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited. Every year it expands, and those that come with their parent, 12 and under, are welcome to come. But every year the count is growing, so every year it gets more popular.
Yeah, there's a reason to bring the whole family.
Absolutely. And this year, it sounds like the weather's going to be spectacular. Let me just mention that our parking for our shoppers is all off-site. It's $3. Or you can park on Opal Lake Road. You can park on the road and walk in. Or you can carpool. That's another option. There is a free shuttle from our off-site parking into the art fair area, and it works very efficiently. We've been doing it for years. We get cars, SUVs donated from local auto dealers right here in Gaylord. They've been doing it for years. We're just, you know, so happy that they continue to support us.
And they provide the shuttles.
We provide the drivers, and they provide the cars. Yeah, it's
very
great.
Nice. So, like a little private car ride right up to the gate, and
right up to the first booth of the art fair.
That's awesome. Tell folks if they want to come out today, Friday, from 11 to 5, or tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 to 4. Can they get some more information and plan ahead? Do you have a website or a phone number that you'd like to share?
Yes. We also have a Facebook page, Mishoway Arts and Crafts Fair. We post information, updates on that. If you go to the Mishoway.com website, there is an art fair posting. Everything is on there. Or you can go directly to MishowayArtFair.com.
That makes it so easy. Mishoway Arts and Crafts Fair on Facebook, Mishoway.com for a link to all the good details.
MishowayArtFair.com.
MishowayArtFair.com. That's what we were looking for. Very cool. All right. So, gang, get your neighbor, get your kids, get your husband. Maybe he's already got a tea time. Maybe you have a tea time, and he wants to go look at the Arts and Crafts Fair.
There you go.
Get everybody on board. Head to Mishoway, just south of Gaylord off Old 27 on Opal Lake Road. They've thought of everything. They're going to make it a beautiful day for you and your family. More than 40 years at the Mishoway Arts and Crafts Fair.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us, Dawn Hill from Mishoway. And if you didn't get any of that, call us here at Q100-989-348-Q100. We will turn you on to the fine folks at Mishoway. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome back to Northern Focus. Joe Mama with you on a rock and roll Friday. And joining me on the phone from Lovell's is Ed Lohr, the Emergency Medical Services Deputy Chief, and one of the chief beneficiaries of something super cool that's happening in Lovell's on August 20th. It's the annual Lovell's Bridge Walk. Are you going to be there, Chief?
I am. I'll be there at 6 a.m. for setup, start cooking pancakes, and get breakfast going around 8 a.m.
You know, I looked at the schedule of events for the Lovell's Bridge Walk. There's an awful lot of food involved.
There is a lot of food involved. So the pancake breakfast starts at 8 a.m., and then I believe lunch is after the parade, which is roughly around 12:30.
Man, so they're going to feed anybody that comes out there. Where does the pancake breakfast take place?
So the pancake breakfast takes place right behind the fire department in the civilian area. Basically, we set up 3 griddles there, and the firemen actually cook pancakes and sausage and have those ready for the community when they come. And the fire department is open to the public, and some of our other crew members will go around and show folks things that we've purchased with the previous fundraising from the bridge walk, as well as our equipment apparatus, let the kids get in the trucks and blow the sirens and whatnot.
That is so awesome in so many ways. I can't tell you how excited I would be to have a fireman cook me breakfast, but that's probably not the greatest thing that we're supposed to focus on. It's all the money we raise from the Lovell's Bridge Walk that goes straight to fire and EMS, but what a cool thing. Firemen getting involved, keeping the kids entertained, and really creating a sense of community around such an awesome event that so many people enjoy. So breakfast is at 8 behind the firehouse, and tell me about the parade. How does that work? Now, we have to fill these people up with good food if they're going to do the parade and do the walk.
Yeah, so the breakfast kind of supplies them the energy to do the parade, I guess, if you will, or watch the parade and take part in the bridge walk itself. Any departments that want to join our parade will line up around 11 o'clock. Folks will start making their way down to downtown Lovell, and then at 12 o'clock start our parade, and there's a bunch of different folks that come and join us, like the Grayling High School Band will be there. I don't want to really leave anybody out, but I don't remember everybody that's there. There's a lot of community vendors that are there. Dead Bear's there. The fire department has all of its apparatus in the parade, supported by the Crawford County Sheriff's Department. And then basically we go through the town of Lovell's and we end back at the fire department, crossing the little bridge there that goes over the north branch of the Asavalon in downtown Lovell's. And then everything starts all over again, and as far as lunch.
There's nothing better than a parade on a summer's afternoon. I'm pleased to hear that the list is long and you don't want to leave anybody out, but you can't remember them all, because that means it's going to be a fun parade. And the Bridge Walk is a way for everybody to get involved and be a part of what Lovells is doing. A very hometown feel and a very outreach community feel. Don't just, you know, come on vacation or shop at one of the stores in our town. Come and be a part of it, what Lovells, what a beautiful community is and what they have going on, and meet some people.
Yeah, certainly. And I know there's some vendors. There'll be live entertainment next to the pavilion, so there'll be music there, and then somebody that kind of normally leads us along with, you know, keeping us on an agenda and 50-50 raffles and things of that nature.
That's awesome. It sounds like a great day of fun all day long from 8 to 3 in Lovells, and Roadrunner's going to be providing some music and sort of emceeing the event, keeping people on track. I think it's really funny that you just said Roadrunner's in charge of keeping people on track.
We can probably edit that out.
No, we can't. Roadrunner is our man, and he cares so much about this event, so much about his hometown, so much about the senior center there. So we are so happy that Roadrunner is a part of Q100 as well as such a big part of your community. So you're a lucky guy to have him out there, I think.
Yeah, he does a nice job. He does a nice job.
So all the proceeds from the raffle and any other the participation that generates funds goes to, tell me again, the Lovells EMS and fire?
Yep. All the funds that are raised go to the fire department. We use that to purchase either training equipment or additional equipment to support the community in either fire or rescue. Basically, I mean, every dollar that we take in goes back to something to either benefit the community as far as equipment or as far as education. This is our primary one that we use to raise funds for the year. The taxpayers pay their taxes and we have our budget. This is kind of those things that we want to get but we quite don't have in our budget. This is what contributes to those. Or we can actually put it into our not-for-profit fund. And we can save up for larger purchases in the future.
There's nothing wrong with taking care of your own community. I know in a perfect world, our taxes would cover everything, but there's never seems to be quite enough, and especially when you've got a group that's willing to go the extra mile. So we hope everybody will get out and go the extra mile with you on the Lovells Bridge Walk.
Saturday, August 20th, breakfast starts at 8 a.m., and then the parade itself is at 12 p.m., and then once we get back to the department after the parade, roughly around 1 o'clock, lunch begins. And then, you know, there's festivities that go on with that, you know, live music, 50-50 raffles. I want to say that there's a silent auction. Some vendors in the department itself is open to the public so they can come in and see the things that they purchased with previous Bridge Walk funds, get to meet some of the firemen, you know, take pictures in the trucks, whatever they want to do. So I do appreciate everybody that comes out and participates in this.
Well, Deputy Chief Ed Lohr, thank you so much for joining us on Northern Focus and sharing the good news about a great small-town summer event happening in northern Michigan in Lovells, the Bridge Walk, August 20th, featuring the Roadrunner and a bunch of cool firemen. I love it. Thanks for being on the show. And you get a hold of us at Northern Focus anytime there's something you want to share.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. You have a good day.
We'll be back with more of Northern Focus brought to us by Cops and Donuts in Grayling, Iron Peak Smokehouse, and, of course, Kirtland Community College.